Hello, this is Dillis.
Hi, everyone. This is Jacob Minang.
Welcome to another Let's Talk podcast. Today, we are on week 16, chapter 16, Growing the Fruits of Counsel. And this is using the chapter from my book, Fighting the Good Fight. As you can tell from my voice, I'm a little under the weather. I've been now for 2 weeks. And this is some of the things, right, Jacob, that when you plan the whole year and say you're going to do a podcast every week, I don't think you I was factoring in that there might be sick days in those years.
isn't that why, even though you're the author of the book, you brought me along so I can be back up?
Oh,
so you're not a lone ranger.
That would be good. I think maybe if this persists, you can do the live show on your own on Thursday.
Well, you can be on there. I mean, suffering is part of the human experience. So but let's get to it then.
All right.
So I'm going to pray for us, and then I will read today's chapter, and then Dillis and I can have a conversation where we'll just highlight the key things that we have to focus on in today's chapter. So let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. O Lord, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. So we'll start off with chapter 16, with the chapter reading.
Chapter 16. Growing the fruits of counsel. Scripture passage. Let the message about Christ in all his richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Colossians 3 verse 16. In the complexity of our modern lives and in our marriage, we may find ourselves at crossroads, unsure of the path we ought to take. It is in these moments when confusion threatens to consume us that we need to remember the promise of the Holy Spirit given to us by God as a helper, a guide, and most importantly, as a counselor. The spirit of counsel is a key aspect of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives, designed to guide us towards wisdom, righteousness, and truth. Through this counsel, we receive divine insights into situations and challenges that seem daunting or confusing. This counsel aids us in understanding God's will, nurturing the virtues within us, and ultimately helping us grow the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. In our relationships, especially in marriage, the spirit of counsel is an invaluable blessing. The most effective communication within a relationship, the foundation of understanding and empathy, is rooted in listening. In marriage, we are called to listen to our spouses, understand their perspectives, and support their emotions and desires. This task may seem daunting, but it is through the spirit of counsel that we receive the ability to effectively listen, empathize, and advise our partners, helping to nurture and grow our bonds of love. The spirit of counsel, in concert with the spirit of wisdom and understanding, allows us to view situations from a divine perspective. It guides us on how to love our partners better, how to be more patient and kind, how to nurture goodness and faithfulness, and how to embody gentleness and self-control in our interactions. It guides us in our decisions, helping us cultivate a marriage rooted in the fruits of the Spirit. Our journey of growth and self-improvement is a lifelong one. To truly meet our full potential as individuals and as partners, we must be willing to humble ourselves, accept our shortcomings, and earnestly seek divine counsel. As we draw closer to God, opening ourselves to the influence of the Holy Spirit, we start to witness changes in our character, our relationships, and our perspectives. We see a fruitful manifestation of the Spirit's work within us. This Spirit can serve as a transformative force for both wife and husband, fostering unity and harmony within married couples. For a wife, embracing the spirit of counsel allows her to seek wisdom and guidance in her role, making decisions and offering counsel in alignment with God's will. It empowers her to actively listen to her husband, understanding his needs, concerns, and aspirations, and providing valuable insights and support. Similarly, for a husband, the spirit of counsel enables him to seek divine wisdom in his vocation, leading his family with humility and discernment. It guides him in listening attentively to his wife, valuing her perspectives and seeking her counsel. Together, as a couple, the spirit of counsel strengthens your unity and harmony by nurturing a mutual understanding and wisdom that comes from God. By inviting the spirit of counsel into their lives, married couples create room for shared discernment, decision-making, and growth as they rely on divine wisdom to navigate their journey together. In moments of weakness and uncertainty, let's strive to remember that we are not alone. Let's recall the promise of Jesus in John 14:16, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever." With the spirit of counsel dwelling within us, we have the divine guidance we need to navigate the challenges of life and relationships. Let us seek and accept the spirit of counsel in our lives, allowing it to guide us in nurturing the fruits of the spirit within us. As we grow in wisdom, love, patience, and other virtues, let us use these fruits to glorify God and to become a blessing to those around us, especially within our marriages. Reflection question: how can you actively invite the spirit of counsel into your marriage? Seeking divine wisdom and understanding in your decision-making and interactions with one another. Reflect on how relying on God's guidance can enhance unity and harmony in your relationship, and discuss practical steps you can take to cultivate a spirit of counsel in your marriage. Action step for the week. This week, as a couple, set aside intentional time for prayer and reflection together. Seek the guidance of the spirit of counsel in your decision-making and interactions. Discuss any challenges or decisions you are facing and invite God's wisdom and understanding into your discussions. Make a commitment to actively listen to one another, valuing each other's perspectives, and seeking divine counsel as you navigate your journey together.
Thank you, Jacob, for taking the lead. As usual, I would go ahead and take the recap just to catch up anybody that's joining us for the very first time. We are currently on chapter 16 of the book, Fighting the Good Fight. And this chapter is titled, Growing the Fruits of Counsel. Prior to chapter 16, in this section 3, there have been 3 more chapters before this, which was Growing the Fruits of Understanding, Growing the Fruits of Wisdom. And then just before that, it was talking about the concept of growing good fruits. And this is very important once, as you put it in the context of pruning, which was the section before this one. So section 2 was the concept of pruning. And that section talked about how God uses the pruning process to the hardships in our life to prune us from some of the bad fruits that we've grown over time. And then we took the time to talk about the different bad fruits that come out of the 7 cardinal vices that exist in this world and that we struggled with as human beings, which are the vice of pride, greed, lust, jealousy, gluttony, anger, and sloth. So the question is, Delis and Jacob, why is the book talking about growing fruits and then pruning some fruits? So this is very important, because if you understand the fact that we have bad things, bad fruits in us that need to be pruned, and we have to grow good fruits, you would understand why we sometimes struggle in our marriages and why growing good fruits is essential to help us build stronger bonds. I know I keep saying marriages, and a lot of people meet me out there and say, Delis, relationships. Yeah, we struggle in our relationships, even if it's the one with your sister, your mother, your father, your brother, your children, right? All of these fruits that we cultivate, the good ones help us to build stronger relationships. The bad ones tear down our relationship. And before section 2 and 3, there was section 1 that was giving us the fundamentals of marriage. And that those fundamentals are, we need the Holy Spirit to be able to do this, to be able to truly have a successful marriage. And that Holy Spirit can only thrive in a healthy environment. So to put it bluntly, that's where you can thrive, when you are growing good fruit. When you only have bad fruit, that spirit doesn't turn to thrive. It sometimes checks out because it can't cohabitate with the other vices, right? The Holy Spirit cannot cohabitate with pride, greed, lust, jealousy, gluttony, anger, and sloth. So why do we need the Holy Spirit? Because that's the only way we can do what we are being called to do in our marriages, which is chapter 3 goes into talking about how I am called to submit as a wife to my husband through respect, and he is called to submit to me as a husband to his wife through love. And when both of us submit to each other, we do it out of reverence for Christ. And we can only do this submission thing really well when we have the Holy Spirit in us. So it's really vital that we understand what are the ways we can clean ourselves up. The Bible says we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. How can we clean ourselves up and really keep ourselves pure to gain that Holy Spirit in us? That will allow our lives, our relationships, and especially our marriage to thrive. And that's where you get to the very first chapter, which is the introduction, that's talking about how a man and woman can only function when they understand that they have a mission in life to get close to God, and they have their purpose that God has given them to work and keep them alive, right? Why you go to work is to fulfill that purpose, to stay alive, so that you can be able to meet that mission where you get closer and closer to God. And you only accomplish this by having a clear vision. So it's vital in your marriage to be able to set that vision. So the book starts off by telling you about setting a vision, and then it goes through and talks about the different things that prevent us from setting our vision, or that if we do really well, is going to allow us to truly set that vision. And today we will be focusing on growing the fruits of counsel, which is I think the hidden and most important one to a certain extent. I know we talked about wisdom and understanding, but counsel has its own place. Like it's very prominent. The scripture that leads us into this passage is from Colossians 3, verse 16. It says, let the message about Christ, all its richness, fill your life. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he has given you. So if you have all the wisdom and all the understanding in this world, and you cannot counsel each other,
so there's something that's called wise counsel, right? So it's a combination of wisdom and getting information from somebody based on sometimes the person experience or just a spiritual discernment. And again, Dilys, notice again, as I keep on mentioning, Dilys very aptly titles each of these chapters growing the fruits of or pruning the fruits of. So because it's the counsel itself is not a fruit, it's the gift of the Spirit.
Yeah.
But if you are endowed with that gift, then you grow a bunch of fruits. The nine most important one listing, starting from patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, all the way to self-control.
Yeah.
Okay. So, opening up very aptly with that verse for the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians is just reminding us that even with wisdom, you can only get wiser when you seek counsel, and sometimes they qualify for wise counsel.
Yeah, yeah. And also, if you have wisdom and you're not able to give counsel, there's a mute point, right?
Right.
So I like when we're dropping last time, I was asking everybody, the couples that were listening to us, or even the parents, wherever you are and in what relationship you are you that person that people come to for counsel? Or are you just that person that nobody asks for counsel from? And I think, Jacob, we've experienced this in situations where a husband will say, no, I can never ask my wife that. I can never ask that advice. Or a wife will say, no, he'll give me a bad advice, you know. And It is very important to remember that the spirit of counsel is a key aspect of the Holy Spirit's work in our life. That gift of counsel is designed to guide us towards wisdom, righteousness, and truth. And you know, we've always said righteousness is doing the right thing.
Right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And basically, this gift, the gift of counsel, would help us in moments when there's confusion. When confusion threatens to consume us, that's when you need that wise counsel from the Spirit. And in such moment, it really guides us in our decisions. Through this gift of counsel, we kind of receive divine insights into difficult situations and challenges.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when you put it together with wisdom
and understanding.
Then voila, you have that discernment. You have
and it's like the church was very intentional in putting them in that order. It's kind of like it's a building up phase before then. After this, you get into fortitude.
Yes.
It's a certain level of courage to be able to die for the message. Exactly.
Yeah, to be able to implement that counsel, right?
Right.
Because sometimes the advice of what you need to do is difficult.
Right.
For you to just do. So you need fortitude to be able
right.
to do
and
that.
Then before you get into yeah.
But back to counsel, it really does foster very effective conversations within relationship. You know, I think it's the most effective conversation you can find, because when I come for you to you.
So you're talking about advice, communication, right? Effective communication, you mean, or just conversations?
No, effective communication.
Okay.
Yeah. Because like, when I come to you seeking for you to provide some kind of advice to me, right, Jacob, it's very important then that I listen. Once as I come seeking advice, I'm listening, right? So that's why I say it's a very effective communication piece.
Because in a sense, it's helping you to be able to view situations from a divine perspective, I suspect.
Yeah, so the effectiveness of the conversation is very evident when someone is asking you for advice, or when someone comes to you for advice. And by helping, it really does this by helping us to view situations from a divine perspective, right? Because if you're looking at it from the worldly perspective, you're bound to give a wrong advice.
Because you end up being driven by your fears and desires. But then
yes.
But then with this gift, you're able to effectively listen and empathize and advise your partner.
Yeah. And through the spirit of counsel, we receive the ability now to be able to nurture and grow the bonds of love that we are called to have, right? Or that we naturally have in our lives. So for wives, like, it's very important for you to start asking yourself as you guys do this devotional. It's important for you as a wife to do that introspective look. Like, is the spirit, am I allowing the spirit of counsel to give me wisdom and guide me in my role, right? And am I allowing it to help me as I make my decisions? And am I allowing it to help me align my advice with the will of God? So it's important that as a wife, you can do this discernment within you. And you know, Jacob and I like to say, don't start talking about your husband, or that you're not using the spirit of counsel. No. When you guys sit down to do your 52 weeks devotional for this week, do that introspective look of yourself as a wife. Because by allowing the spirit of counsel to help you seek wisdom and guidance in your role, to help you make decisions, and to offer advice in alignment with God's will, right? By allowing that, it helps you to actively listen to your husband. And when you're actively listening as a wife, you cannot go wrong. You will understand his needs. And remember, Jacob and I talk about the needs are what you're listening for.
You're not the one, because the needs is where you have vulnerability.
Yeah.
And we cover the whole concept of active listening under the foundations, under communication. Yeah.
Last year. Yeah. So understanding his needs, his concern, and his aspirations now, that's how you, from that active listening piece, where you just make the other person the all important focus of what they're saying. You shut down all the voices in your head and just listen. That's active listening. You then can understand that person's needs, his concerns and his aspiration. And that allows you now to be able to provide some valuable insight and support to your husband.
Obviously, if you don't listen to somebody actively, which means if you don't hear them out completely, there's no way you can provide a valuable advice or support.
Yeah.
And for the husband and for the men, remember that Dillis talked in chapter 2 about men being given authority in the home, and is given more out of grace and not because of something that they give. So with the spirit of counsel, that is only going to enable you to be able to seek divine wisdom in your vocation as husband, in this case, and it only helps you to lead your family with humility. I remember that exercising authority with humility is very key in creating an environment that is enabling for your wife to meet her full potential, which is ultimately for the benefit of the whole family unit. And so if you allow this spirit of counsel to manifest in you, you'll be able to discern more the will of God for any situation. And it will actually help to guide you to be able to, in this case, listen attentively. And Liz was very careful to switch the word active listening for the wife would listen attentively. But I think they're pretty synonymous, because the key is shutting down the voices in your head if your wife has something to say. And it's only by being able to listen actively that you're able to value your wife's perspective and seek her advice when necessary.
Yeah, and it's a two different interplay here, because the listen is there, right? Listen actively and listen attentively.
Attentively, right.
It's just a play on word, but I think that both of them is just showing you the importance of listening.
Absolutely.
Because if you come to the conversation open to listen, then you're going to be more effective. I like the fact that you connected this back to chapter 2 that talked about authority, because when you said that, it really dawned on me that when I talked about in chapter 2 about authority and using humility, right, in to do authority.
Exercising your authority. Yeah.
Yeah. It is lost on people, because a lot of people would tell you, okay, how do you use humility? And most people would say, humility, I'm humble. I know I'm humble. But then they steal that piece of, even though when they say I'm humble, there's some pride behind the I'm humble.
They can tend to feel like they're being challenged or not being disrespected, even when the situation doesn't call for it. It's just a different perspective that you have to deal with, which requires the spirit of counsel to be able to perceive just a difference in perspective as opposed to just outright challenging.
Yeah. So the growing the fruits of these different gifts that the spirit gives you is now helping us to see how you bring humility into your authority, right? If you're able to grow those fruits of love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, that's how you bring humility into your relationship. And it's from this gift of the Holy Spirit that you grow those fruits. And it's important, because as a couple now, when a husband is endowed with the gift of counsel, and wife is endowed with a gift.
What a powerful combination.
Really a powerful combination, because then they strengthen their union. That spirit of counsel helps them to strengthen their union and be more harmonized, right?
So there's more harmony. So
and
you have less situations of acrimony, because there's better active listening or listening attentively, depending on where Liz decides to place the word. With the nurturing of a mutual understanding and wisdom that comes from God.
Yeah.
So you really are having conviction based on a divine perspective.
Yeah.
So as a couple, now if you invite the spirit of counsel into your marriage, that creates room for you to be able to share discernment.
Yeah.
And then the shared decision making. Because even though the man has the authority, there's what is called a participatory leadership.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Where you always seek the opinion of another person, because it only enriches the final decision, only cleans it up and make sure that you're only arriving at the best decisions, because the authority is not an opportunity for you. It's not a ticket for you to be a lone ranger.
Yeah. And of course, that leads you guys to grow.
Absolutely.
you grow in your marriage.
And people can tell, because it wouldn't hide. It's like when you light a lamp, you cannot put it under the lampstand. You have to put it on top of the lampstand for it to shine. Mm-hmm. And so where there's harmony, people can tell. It's like people can make a comment to you in your home about how your house feels like a home.
They can have
that sense of peace when they're in an environment where there's no tension in the air, because when the tension in the air, it's almost like you have this tension that can be cut with a knife. People feel it. And that's what the spirit of cancer can do for a couple.
Yeah. It's truly that. I think I wrote somewhere in the book about the spirit of cancer being that gift that is needed when you are in disagreement.
Right.
It really helps.
At the moment when you need that the most, to understand the other perspective. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So guys, as you're going through your 52 weeks devotional this week, try to talk about those times when you have had shared discernment, or you have made some decisions together, shared decision making. How good it felt, right? And juxtapose it with the times when somebody just made the decision by themselves. There was no unity behind it. And, you know, you end up falling in that hole and the other person is there to just say, hey, I told you so, right? That's not what the spirit of counsel brings.
Right. And that's why even in disagreement, it's easy for you to be able to get another person's perspective. And that's where you can agree to disagree, but without feeling embittered, like, oh, the other person just steamrolled you, because you guys actually had a thorough conversation. They might just not have be able to explain it in a way that you could change your position, but you could see their intentions that are very good. Yeah. But the spirit of counsel, when actually shared, if both of you are filled with that spirit, it's almost difficult to think about a situation where you cannot be able to understand each other.
Yeah.
It's only when it's one person, then you can have that. But just that effort from that person, being able to listen to that other perspective, you can tell that one person is just trying to steamroll the other.
Yeah.
And it makes a hell of a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So again, Solomon did, all you have to do is say, God or Holy Spirit, please grant me the gift of counsel as I go into this stage in my life, or as I go into this situation. It's really simple to get these gifts. First of all, the Holy Spirit just gives them out.
Right.
And we learn from Solomon that you can also ask for them and they'll be given to you. So start seeking, knocking, and the door will surely be open unto you. All right, guys, we've come to the end of this particular podcast. So before we go, Jacob will say a prayer, the ending prayer.
Yes, so I'll say a closing prayer for us. Let us pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you as a couple, grateful for the insights and wisdom gained through the spirit of counsel. We humbly ask for your guidance as we navigate our journey together. Grant us the wisdom to seek your counsel in our decision-making and help us actively listen and understand one another. May the spirit of counsel lead us towards unity and harmony in our relationship. We surrender our plans and desires to you, trusting that you will guide us in the paths of righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys for listening. Next Tuesday, the podcast will be on chapter 17, and we'll be looking at growing the fruits of fortitude. So we talked a little bit about how when you have counsel now and you now know what the right thing to do is, sometimes you need this fortitude to be able to execute it. So don't miss next week, Tuesday's episode on fortitude. And again, this Thursday, join us for a live chat as we talk more about growing the fruits of counsel. And Jacob and I will attempt to do our own conversation on the reflection question and the activity for the week. And if you're a guest couple and would like to join Jacob and I, send us a message and we will have you on. I'm very appreciative to all those that keep texting me and saying, hey, we couldn't come on. There's just the time difference. So someday we might be able to get you on when we can coordinate the times. But if you're a guest couple, don't if you would like to be a guest couple, don't hesitate, give us a call. Also, remember to submit any questions you have below this link, and we would be able to address it during the live chat. Otherwise, thank you
so
much.
If you're watching, if you're listening to us on YouTube, please remember to like.
I forgot that. Go right ahead, Jacob.
Yes, please. If you're listening to us on YouTube, please remember to like, share, and subscribe. And most importantly, click on the bell button so you can get the alerts immediately we release the podcast. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day, guys. Let's talk about love.